Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we come to you at this time and we just praise your name and we just give you thanks for this inaugural class where we begin our membership process. Bless all those who have signed up and who feel led to join this membership class of 52 weeks. We pray their strength. We pray, Lord, that as they go and they study from week to week, you will bless them and enlarge their hearts. This we ask, this we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. At this time, I want to welcome all of our prospective future members to this 52-week, one-year mandatory membership class, series of classes. And these classes divide themselves into four different sections. There are 52 classes, but they fall into four headings. The first is the history and legacy of Grace Church. We want you to know everything about Grace Church that we have on record. We want you to become familiar with it. We want you to understand it. We want you to appreciate our 148 years history, that we just didn't show up miraculously one day, 2022, 2023, and here we are. No, there's 148 years of people being faithful to the Lord there at 20 Center Street. So we want you to understand the history and, of course, the legacy. What was passed to us? What testimony was passed to us? Legacy, something we inherited, something we should not neglect, something we should highly appreciate because it was handed down from decade to decade. There's 14 decades, almost 15 decades of legacy being handed down, the baton being passed down from one pastor to another, one deacon board to another, one trustee board to another, how none of those boards, none of those pastors failed, dropped the ball, dropped the baton, and how we today are responsible also for ensuring that we don't mess things up. So the history and legacy of Grace Church. Then the second category is what we believe. What are our essential doctrines? What are the truths that we hold dear? What are the truths that we will defend with our own lives? What we believe, the essential doctrines of Grace Church. Thirdly, the third category is how we are to serve. How are we to do ministry? How are we to honor the Lord Jesus Christ as we serve him and in turn serve the people in the church and the membership and also serve the people in the community? We want to know what the Bible says, how the Bible lays out, how the Bible gives us the blueprint on how we are to serve. And then finally, the final category is how we are to live. What is to be our witness out there in the world? Are we salt as Jesus said we are? Are we light as Jesus said we are? Or are we deceiving ourselves? How are we to live? Are we truly the light and salt of the earth? So the four categories are the history and legacy of Grace Church. Some classes will deal with that. How we, what we believe, our essential doctrines, how we are to serve, how do we do ministry according to Jesus, according to Scripture, according to the New Testament, and how we are to live, what God requires of his children, how they are to spiritually walk out this Christian life. Now, as I stated before, these classes are mandatory. No exceptions. You may come from the Methodist Church. You may come from the Lutheran Church. You may come from the Reformed Church. You may come from the Pentecostal Church, a charismatic church. It makes no difference what church you come from. We accept you. We receive you as visitors. But you will not be voting members until you take these classes. No exceptions. None whatsoever. Now, we do this, we have this lengthy process because we are not in a rush to add members. We are not desperate to add members, and we want you to know that. We appreciate your attendance. We appreciate your coming. We appreciate your contribution. But, say from the onset, we are not in a rush to add members. We are not desperate to add members. Thus, people looking at Grace Church to be their home church should also not be in a rush and should not be desperate to join. We are not looking to add quantity. We are looking to add quality. We will not sacrifice quality at the expense of quantity. So, again, I have emailed everyone who signed up. I have emailed them the 52-week outlines of the classes. What are the classes from week one all the way down to week number 52? Before you even take this lesson, I want you to go through that document. I want you to see all of the lessons week by week. If this is for you, then praise God. You today you start your journey. But if it's not for you, I don't want you to say 25 weeks into the series, well, Pastor, you know, this is just too long, or this is just too much, and this was not for me. This is why I want you to read the document containing all 52 titles of the lessons. Well, without any further ado, I'm going to hand it over to the teacher of today. This series is going to be taught by a committee of leaders here at Grace Church. And the first person who's going to be teaching is going to be our dear sister Linda Hart. So without any further ado, Sister Linda, it's all yours.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor Torres. Now, our first lesson, lesson one, is on the founding of Grace Church, which those of us that are at Grace and have studied the very beginnings of Grace Church, we can see that it was God himself. It was a work of God who brought together the people that would come up with the plan for the building of Grace Church. But what is even more apparent is that, as we all know, the church is not the building. The church is the group of people coming together under the leadership and the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, to do the work the Lord himself sets out for the people to do. Now, there were some people way back in the 1800s. We're going back to 1874. There were some people who God would use to bring this Grace Church together. And the first one that we always discuss is a man named Mr. Martin Williams. Now, this Mr. Martin Williams came to St. Johnsville with his wife, Mrs. Harriet Williams, and they came from Charleston Four Corners. Now, when living there, they had attended the Christian Church of Rural Grove over there, which is still thriving today. And upon moving here, they began to attend the Reformed Church here in St. Johnsville. Now, just an interesting note on this Martin Williams. He really was an inventor, and he was the founder of the Clark Machine Company, which made the Williams, named after him, the Williams Grain Thresher. And it was said to be one of the finest machines of its kind made. And so it does seem as though this Mr. Williams did have a mind for building and inventing. And, you know, it makes you wonder if the Lord just looked down. He was also a godly man. And maybe the Lord looked down and thought, here is a man whom I could count on to do a work for me. Well, in the early part of 1874, a dear friend of this Mr. Williams came and filled in the pulpit of Mr. Lodwick. Now, this was the man who was the pastor at the time over at the Reformed Church where Mr. Williams was attending. Now, his name was the Reverend Charles E. Peak. Now, there is an error which I'd like to share in our history book that I believe was just a typo. But in that history book, there is the problem that it goes back and forth between the Reverend Charles A. Peak and the Reverend Charles E. Peak. But the correct initial in that middle of that name is an E, the Reverend Charles E. Peak. Now, several of the people who heard this Reverend Peak preach on that day were so impressed by his preaching and his personality that they asked him to remain here in St. Johnsville, and the idea for a new Christian church came into being. Now, the story behind the original gathering is just fascinating. There were six families, including the pastor and his wife, that came together and they pooled their resources to bring this idea of a new Christian church into full fruition. Now, each made a pledge. They pledged the amount of $500 each for the building and construction of the church, with the pastor, the Reverend Peak, donating his preaching for the initial investment. And then, of course, we had Stephen Knickerbocker, who gave the land corner lot as his investment. So here were the names of those six families. We had Mr. and Mrs. Martin Williams, Mr. and Mrs. Henry Bellinger. These are old names in St. Johnsville. Mr. and Mrs. Amos Clock, Mr. Henry Sanders, the Reverend Peak and his wife, Stephen Knickerbocker. Those six families just pulled together their resources and their gifts, their godly gifts, to bring together this first Christian church. And Reverend Peak would actually preach in the Union Church, which is what we today call the Lutheran Church, St. Paul's Lutheran down on Main Street, that beautiful little white church, from April of 1874 until the church would be finished in September of 1875. Subsequently, we do consider the beginning of the church 1874, which was when congregation itself was gathered. Now, let's get into the plans of the church. The plans for this church were drawn up by Mr. Gordon Huff. Now, my heart rejoiced when I heard that name, because he would have been the grandfather of Mr. Gilbert Huff, whom, when I began attending Grace Church many years ago, when I walked into Grace Church, the man who greeted me was Mr. Gilbert Huff, who would have been the grandson of the planner of Grace Church. He was a little old man, kind, humble, just a great man. And he served as the treasurer of Grace Church in the 1900s for over 60 years and was just a great man. Well, it was his grandfather who actually drew a plan, Mr. Gordon Huff. And this man, Mr. Gordon Huff, was also the great-grandfather of Wallace Powell, who would also serve Grace Church. And the Powells lived here on William Street. So it's quite an amazing history here. And then, of course, we needed an architect. And so Mr. Nelson Kane, would become the acting architect. And an interesting note on him, directed all of the inside work of that Grace Church and actually did much of the work himself. Now, Grace Church was built during the summer of 1875. And what an interesting story this is. The excavating was done at no cost by the local farmers. The local farmers came in and did the excavating at absolutely no cost. So it was a community work. Those local farmers also hauled bricks and lumber with teams of horses. Imagine it. And those bricks came from the local brick yard, which was on Monroe Street, right kitty corner and across the street from Grace Church itself. Now, the beams, the rafters, the brackets, they were all turned at Neeskern Mill, a local mill right here in St. Johnsville. And then we had the colored glass. Oh, that beautiful colored glass that just reminds you of the colors of heaven. That was donated by individual people and other churches would donate colored glass. And if you go into Grace Church and you look at the bottom of each of those stained glass windows, the names of the individuals, the names of those churches who generously donated are inscribed there. Men would donate their time. They would work evenings and holidays. And by September 29th, the church was ready for dedication. What an amazing history. Now, February of 1875 was when Grace Church officially organized. And there were four guiding principles that were established for the church, which was originally named the Christian Church of St. Johnsville. The Christian Church of St. Johnsville. But they would agree to the following. First, they would say, and I am sharing these exactly as it is written in the history book of Grace Church. We will accept the Bible, only rule of Christian faith, and practice. Hallelujah. Secondly, the New Testament, our only book of discipline. New Testament. Thirdly, Christian character, our only test. Fellowship, Christian character. And then fourthly, the right of private judgment in the interpretation of the Word of God. They would all agree on those four guiding principles. And then that organizational document, along with other pledges of devotion to the Lord Jesus, would be signed by 13 charter members whose names would be inscribed on the bell that still stands, still is hung today in the steeple of Grace Church. Now, let me read those names, and you're going to notice that some of those names are exactly the same names of those people who originally gave the finances and their gifts toward the organization of the church, starting with the Reverend Charles E. Peek and his wife, Vila, Mr. Martin Williams, and his wife, Harriet, J. E. Truman, Alice Truman, S. C. Knickerbocker, who would be Stephen, who donated the corner lot, Elizabeth Knickerbocker, Henry Vetter, Betsy Vetter, Sarah E. Newberry, Asneth Eldred, and Kate Knickerbocker. Now, interestingly, this church bell, where many of these names are inscribed, that church bell weighed, still weighs, 1,200 pounds. 1,200 pounds. And just a couple of notes on that. It was shipped from Troy to the church on September 14th. 1875. It is a Manili bell consisting of 78 parts copper, 22 parts tin. So these metals constitute genuine cast bronze bell. And then, of course, the bell bears the following inscription: this church was organized by 13 members, February 7th, 1875, by the Reverend E. Charles Peek, who commenced his labor in April 1874. And it also includes the total cost of the church, which was $8,000, and vacation date, September 29th, 1875. And it includes the building committee, whose names were H.C. Sanders, Gordon Huff, J.M. Mosier, S.C. Knickerbocker, and treasurer Nelson Cain, the architect. So interesting, very interesting that, you know, up there in that steeple, which some people have gone up to see, are many of the names and the important details about the founding of Grace Church. Well, the Reverend Charles Peak, that first pastor of Grace Church, and his wife would first move into a house on North Division Street, which is the house on the south corner of North Division Street and Cross Street. And then they would later move to Center Street, which is where our church is located. We are located at 20 Center Street. The Peaks would move just across from the church at 27 Center Street. And they would live right there until 1880, at which time the Reverend Peak would resign from his duties at Grace Church. Now, let's just add a little note on that name, Grace Church. When the dedication of the church was held on September 29, 1875, it was a glorious day at Grace Church. There were two services held that day. At the morning dedication service, the Reverend Warren Hathaway of Blooming Grove would preach. And then during the evening service, two services that day, at the evening service of dedication, the Reverend Martin Somerville would preach. But it was at that dedication that the name Grace was added to the church to distinguish it from the other Christian churches in St. Johnsville, thus the name Grace Church. What a beautiful, beautiful name. Now, the Reverend Peak would stay with Grace Church right up until that year, 1880. And he was pastor at Grace Church for only 5 short years. He would be called to a new pastorate in Rhode Island, and it was with much sadness that the congregation at Grace would learn that Reverend Peake's boat had wrecked on his journey to Rhode Island in the Long Island Sound. And Reverend Peak was drowned there. Now, a memorial service would be held at Grace Church for the Reverend Peak. The altar and his window, which is the stained glass window, which is just behind the organ at Grace Church. That window and the altar would be adorned with cloths of mourning for the man that was so dearly loved in St. Johnsville at Grace Church. Now, we remember this founding with great love, because we know was a work of God. And we are so thankful to the Lord for bringing together Grace Church and for keeping the church over the years for those of us that can still enjoy it today. Now, next week, we will continue with lesson two of the Grace Church history. And next week's lesson two, will be a short survey course of the church's history, and it will come right up through the years to 2023. And it will highlight the most important and the most sacred events in the church's history. So I look forward to sharing that with you next week. For now, let us close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this lesson today in which we are reminded of the great work that you have done here in St. Johnsville at 20 Center Street at Grace Christian Church. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity in this life, our lives, to serve you here at Grace Church. For Lord, it has made a difference for us, a difference in our lives. It has made our lives worth living. It has given value to our lives. We thank you for this rich history of Grace Church, where we see your hand, your grace in the lives of all who have attended Grace Church over the years. Lord, today we ask you to stay with us as we strive to uphold your will and your way in the years to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Trumpet and love, let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
This is the voice of prophecy, a voice crying in the wilderness of these modern days, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming.